In Colorado, Democratic incumbent John Salazar is facing a difficult re-election bid in a Republican-leaning district. Moderate Democrats in conservative congressional districts are having a tough go this election season. NPR's Jeff Brady has this report.
Colorado's 3rd congressional district is divided by the southern end of the Rocky Mountains. If you want to meet the Republican candidate for Congress, you're probably going to end up on the western and politically more conservative side of the mountains, in a town like Montrose. Mary and Chuck Rehfeldt were among those at a Republican Party lunch. While they're excited about their candidate, getting rid of the incumbent Democrat John Salazar was first on their mind.
I think the fact that Salazar has voted with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and gone along with the Washington establishment, we don't like it.
It's wild spending.
Wild spending.
Just terrible wild spending. We want Scotty to go there and raise hell. That's why we're here today.
Listen to Republican Scott Tipton's campaign speech and watch the local television ads, and you'll soon discover John Salazar's name is rarely mentioned alone.
In fact, we have a congressman that is so bought in to Washington, D.C., bigger government, higher taxes, more regulation, more invasion of our individual liberties, that he's voted with Nancy Pelosi and her agenda 97.2% of the time.
Tipton is a state lawmaker from this region and enjoys talking about his successful small business. He owns a pottery shop near Mesa Verde National Park. Tipton invites supporters to take on the role of boss and fire John Salazar.
You aren't getting an extension. I'm handing you a pink slip. It is time for John Salazar to come in.
It's clear Tipton's message is reaching well beyond party events like this one. In front of the Montrose post office with the snow-covered Rockies off in the distance, Leanne Calhoun says she's a Republican.
There needs to be some kind of balance, because pretty soon Nancy Pelosi's going to have a crown on her head and we're going to be calling her queen. So we need to do something to shut her down.
But here's the rub for Scott Tipton. Despite her tough talk, Calhoun says she's having difficulty making up her mind in the congressional race. To understand why a conservative Republican like her might still consider voting for Democrat John Salazar, you have to travel to the other side of the mountains to meet him. On Thursday, Salazar was at a steelworkers' union hall in jeans and a cowboy hat. He drove up in a silver Chevy pickup with an NRA bumper sticker on the back.
I fit this district like a glove. I'm a farmer. I'm a rancher. You know, the district is largely agricultural. I have centrist roots to conservative roots. And my family's been here in Colorado for 7 generations, including my grandson.
Even though Republicans have more registered voters than Democrats in this district, Salazar has won his last 2 re-election bids overwhelmingly. This time, though, polls show the race is much closer. One of the main issues has been his support for the huge stimulus legislation passed in 2009.
The stimulus package was a program that was designed to prevent a Great Depression, and that is exactly what it's done, and we're proud.
Supporters like former steelworker John Carrillo seem to appreciate that Salazar is sticking by his guns.
All this money was being given away when Bush was here, too. He started that war. We're still in the war.
But Carrillo says voters don't seem to be getting that message this election year. So get-out-the-vote rallies like this one will be important for Democrats like John Salazar. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Pueblo, Colorado.
You're listening to NPR News.